Now we're going to consider the gospel, and this is from Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. Very interesting, our Lord's reaction when they're all gaga about the temple and how he tries to help them. While some people were speaking about the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon a smothered stone that will not be thrown down." See that beautiful thing? And when he's saying that, you know, it still wasn't totally finished. There were still some finishing touches to be put on when the Romans destroyed it in 70 AD. "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" And now he's giving us advice, son. Is the world going to end? One of these days. Is it going to end right now? I don't know. But one thing, I got to be ready. And I got to help other people get ready. Because whether the whole world is going to end or not, my world is going to end when I die. Am I ready? And so, you see that you do not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, "I am he," and that the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, for it will not immediately be the end. So now he's describing to us this turmoil. Are we living at the end of the world? I don't think so. But you see, there are these characteristics that are anticipatory of the factors that will finally one day blow the world apart. Division between rich and poor, violence, scheming, incredible, addicted to power, to torture, to money. Is this the end of the world? I don't think so. But multiply this by 10, or put it up to the 10th power, and you've got something. In other words, it's when people lose sight of who they are and what life is all about, and they want money, security. How can you feel secure with money? The whole market can crash, or it can be in a bank and all burned up. So this is what our Lord is saying about that, you see. "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come." Don't follow them. They're screwballs. They think they're so important that they're going to end the world, whoever they are. And they're not. You see? And the question is not when the world is going to end, it's when my life is going to end. That's the thing I got to get ready for. And I don't have to look at the stars and the moon and figure out whatever, my horoscope or something. I just have to live every day trying to love the Lord and loving everybody else, forgiving, trying to stay away from sin, and praying. For the whole world, praying. And so, I might just drop dead. It's the end of my world anyway. Okay. Then he starts giving signs. Now you see, these signs are anticipatory. They come one time when the intensity and extent of what I'm going to tell you now is really going to be the end. Is it now? I don't think so. There's too many things our Lord has promised to do and he hasn't done yet. "When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty sounds will come from the sky." a lot of cosmic turmoil. There'll probably be some anticipations of that. That is, it might anticipate by 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years. But we have to get, you see, educated that the world we live in is very fragile. It could blow up tomorrow. Mars could take a wrong turn and just knock us right out of the universe. And so, be alert, but not just for yourself. How many people out there don't know their right hand from their left? Only thing on their mind is money and pleasure. Are they awful people? No. For the most part, they're not. But they're enslaved people. They believe the television. You know? You drink this drink, and your body will be so sexy, the whole world will follow you. Nuts! First place, you wouldn't want the whole world following you anyway. You know? I'm so insecure, I gotta get the right coat to wear, right perfume, the right hair tonic. I don't know what I'd do with the hair tonic. But, you see, this is not reality. You know, there was a cartoon in the New Yorker years ago. It struck me so funny. There's a car parked. It was raining. There's a guy outside trying to change the tire. And his son is inside in the back seat. So he says to him through the window, "We can't change the channel. This is reality." That was great. Okay. "There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. And it will lead to you giving testimony." Isn't that beautiful? See? It will lead. I'm going to look for the verse of that. Tell you what it... No, it's just the verb martyrin. Verse 13, let me take a look. Yeah. "Apovisi dehiminis martyrion." This will turn out to you, for you, to be a chance to bear witness. Martyria. "Remember you not to prepare your defense beforehand. For I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute," like Stephen. "You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will be destroyed by your perseverance." You see, ipomone, you will save your souls. Enti ipomone, it seems to say you will gain your souls. Secure is okay. And that's instruction. Now, suppose the end of the world isn't going to come in our lifetime. Do we still have to apply this? Of course. Be alert. Be alert. You never know. You never know when you can make a difference in a life. And if you're in prayer, if you're a praying person, somebody comes up and says, you know, "Look, can you help me out? My wife is sick." And you look at them and you pray. And you say, chances are, this guy is telling the truth. So I am going to, you know, just give him something so that he'll see a little bit of the Lord Christ. So maybe depending on the situation, give him 10, 20 bucks and say, "Pray for me. And I'm going to pray for your wife." Now, if he's lying, he'll be so embarrassed, he won't try that again, I hope. And if he's not lying, he's got a dignity, and now he has something to help his wife with. And all I'm out is 20 bucks. It's important, you see. "Not a hair on your head will be destroyed by your perseverance." Ipomone, enduring under. you will secure. Is that what the word they use? Yes, it is. Secure your souls, secure your lives. This is instruction. Don't get settled down in this world. Start thinking about it's going to end, and as far as you're concerned, it's going to end when you die. So what are you doing with your life? Think about it. What are you doing with your life? If you don't live at a time when the world ends, you're going to live at a time when you end. So what are you doing about it? This is so precious. You see this liturgical live. We're at 33rd next week, 34th, which is Christ the King of the universe. So this is the week we think about. This whole thing is going to end. Nobody says it's eternal. And whether it's going to last longer than I do, I don't know. But I'm going to end. So what am I doing about it? You see? I'm trying to let people know Christ as much as I can. So that when I die, the Lord will say, thank you. What a thrill. What a thrill to hear that. Lord, I'm sorry for all my sins. I know I forgave them. I know that. I know you're sorry and embarrassed, and they were awful. But I forgive you. So let's get on with it now. You know, like Therese, not as big shot as Therese, but you can do your good, you can spend your heaven doing good on earth. Look after people, your family, your friends. Find the guy who's the worst shape morally and spiritually in the whole world, sure to be going to hell, and go work on him. Save him from that. Do something to soften his heart so he starts to think again. I can tell you, as a priest, what you see. How Satan can get a hold of a person or a group and drive them, and they're mad, crazy with anger, jealousy, and fear. And they hate everybody. Whole countries can get like this. And then he can play on them like a piano and get whatever tune he wants. And what's going to stop that? The love of Jesus Christ. And that's why we have to take it seriously. So look at this city and say, one day there won't be a stone left upon another one. I don't know if it's tomorrow or 1,000 years from now, but I know what I have to do to help others get ready.